Blog Talk Radio.
Anthem on the track.
King shit. Love. I'm from the city where the bums rich. Skyscrapers block the rays when the sun hits. One time coming, niggas run quick. By the time a baby walk, he got a gun grip. I was made for this, I was made for this. I was made for this, I was made for this. I'm not a product of the cages that they raised us in. Bred to be a king, I'm not a slave to this. I was made for this, I was made for this. I was made for this, I was made for this. I'm not a product of the cages that they raised us in. Bred to be a king, I'm not a slave to this.
They don't know fact from fiction. They don't know the blacks is missing. They don't know they trapped in prison. They don't know the path to prison was a math decision. They don't know the wrath is quickened. They don't know the ass they kissing on the path of mission to put their ass in prison. They don't know black religion, fact and fiction. They don't know mama didn't leave them niggas half the kitchen with half a chicken. Fact or fiction? We still hot, we still noble, red and blue pill global. No matter the language, we still moguls. We lost Gil Scott, then we lost Gil Noble. Exercise the right to live like it is. The revolution will not be televised, it's being digitized. On the come up, it's like watching the midget rise. Sleeping giants grow another 20 feet tall with each alliance. I can teach the science. I tear an instrumental down before I lay my pencil down. I'm going down to Tinseltown to burn a temple down and cap it off like dental crown. And my rights in reserve. Fear of a black Illuminati. I might just build with the Bilderberg to come and kill you nerds. I'm shining like a Grammy host on the shores of Miami coast. My moringa plug looking like Sammy Sosa, the old one when he was well done like Granny's roast. The ancestors sponsor this. I don't know them niggas, all they do is talk that conscious shit. We living it, we in the streets like house of consciousness. KTL in the ATL, MIA, NYC. Multi dimension like MIB. We are not the same, I am a sovereign. We are not the same, I am a problem.
I was made for this, I was made for this. I was made for this, I was made for this. I'm not a product of the cages that they raised us in. Bred to be a king, I'm not a slave to this. I was made for 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 this. I'm not a product of the cages that they raised us in. Bred to be a king, I'm not a slave to this.
You don't own my materials anymore, but I'm going to take the big chunk over here to the homie. That's why I have no issue with people calling him a master mason. You damn right, he's the master of his catalog. He's the master of his words. He's the master of his archive. You feel me? He's the master of the ceremony. Very few artists have been able to achieve this, but the ones that have, we've seen a demise.
I'm a 100%.
100?
Red and blue, purple like Prince. Red and blue, purple, the Benz. Change up the circle of friends. The nether will circle the twins. 75 ever since. 70 wives in the Benz. Red and blue, purple like Prince. 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 Red and blue, purple like Prince.
We feeling the urge, feeling the purge. Buzz is electric, we feeling the surge. Feeling the words, chilling the birds with immunity. Pillars of unity. This is the form of the Voltron. This is the age of the Ultron. This is same stage as the Pope on. This is the stage you can smoke on. Copper pound, came on the scene, I was copper down. All I was missing was copper crown. Summer 16, I turned copper brown. Look for revenge in the copper town. Capping the jersey and copper crown. 21 guns to the jumper sound. My power pieces, the crystals be talking, the cloth that be talking. King County clothing, yeah, King of New York. And I'm Christopher walking, the missiles embarking. Pistols be talking, 21 hammers with country. The grammar, the broken, the English.
I'm on 100%. Red and blue purple like Prince. Red and blue purple the Benz. Change up the circle of friends. The netherroot circle the twins. 75 ever since. 70 wives in the Benz. Red and blue purple like Prince. 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 Red and blue purple like Prince.
Charges are federal, art is incredible. Markers indelible, sparkers immeasurable. Spark in the medical, parkers on pedestal. Sharks for that revenue, hawks for a settable. Heart full of vegetables, art at the festivals. Heart no cholesterol, sharp on those episodes. I'm on 100%. I like when summer begins. I need my hundreds and tens. I need 100%. Go independent like Prince. I'm on 100%. Hot like when summer begins. I need my hundreds and tens. I need 100%. Hot like when summer begins. Whoa,
I'm on 100%. Red and blue purple like Prince. Red and blue purple the Benz. Change up the circle of friends. The netherroot circle the twins. 75 ever since. 70 wives in the Benz. Red and blue purple like Prince. 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 Red and blue purple like Prince.
Peace, and Black Crowd family. Welcome to another episode of Do Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born a Law. This is our Revolutionary Sunday episode, and we are extremely honored and privileged to welcome back to the platform a phenomenal mind, one of the most phenomenal minds of our time. There's so many great things I could say about my brother. I speak of none other than KT, the Arts Degree family. That phone number to call in is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions and comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others this afternoon's guest live on Do Knowledge Radio, none other than the master herbalist, mastermind, master decoder, so many master of his master, the masterpiece himself, KT, the Arts Degree.
I gotta be Luke Cage to survive that one, huh?
You helped us survive that.
Vibranium suit on or something.
Right.
What's good, brother?
You know what it is, brother. You got the floor. Always an honor when we can get the Arts Degree on, you know, through Knowledge Radio.
Oh, man, I appreciate for you having me, man. I do. I just wanted to come forward and, you know, express some info to the people, man, you know. I know that people ain't really been seeing me as much. I haven't been having as many posts and everything circulating around because I've been so busy kind of getting some things together. Ever since I pretty much emerged in the community, you know, there's been, you know, a lot going on in the community. This past year, you know, we witnessed a lot of moves and a lot of things that kind of left a bad taste in people's mouth in regards to it as a whole. And then just a lot of changes and shifts that occurred. And as I always have been taught, knowledge is in power. Or rather, the application of it is. So, you know, I always came forth with solutions, and I just wanted to kind of redefine the solutions and just kind of make solutions a little bit more dominant, I guess, you know what I'm saying, amongst right. my peer group, you know, for society. You know, we want to be able to offer something that people can really grab onto and utilize that's, you know, not the same thing that everybody else is dealing with, something exclusive, something unique,
right.
you know, just a breath of fresh air.
Right, definitely. The last time I saw you, I had the opportunity to see you live, and you and Red turned the meet and greet to like a small class. You know what I'm saying? So just was in awe with that energy that goes together. You know what I mean? On that RBG Explosion tour, so definitely a phenomenal. You know.
Oh man.
Sample.
Yes.
You know
what
I'm saying out there? Impromptu.
Nah, that was tough. Yeah. Like I said, I had to swung through because it just was ironic that I ended up being down there at the same time. And I was like, let me swing through and support the brother and support my brother, you know.
Right.
Just say what's up to the people real quick. But, yeah, they didn't let me go. They was like, nah, you here now. You're going to have to say something.
Right.
You're going to have to say something. Well, today. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
I said, no, we definitely got to set something up for the Tetragrammaton, you know, performing, you know what I mean?
And, man, yeah, they ain't ready. They ain't ready, man.
That's
exactly what we're going to be talking about today, about the people that are ready, because I constantly hear from people, KT, teach me about the herbs. KT, teach me about the body. KT, are you taking on any students right now? Do you need any help? Can I assist you? Where's your book? Where's your information? I want to sit at your feet. I get a lot of requests, a lot of inquiry, but if I could like put it all together, it really sounds like there's a large group of people that find, I guess, my perspective of study unique, and you know, they want to get further information. I always felt that environment plays a huge role in assimilating information, energy, and knowledge. You know, that's exactly why you even have tropical plants versus deciduous plants, because, you know, certain plants need certain type of light, certain types of environment to kick off the type of things they do. And I've always felt that way. I was like, we keep telling y'all that you're not in an area where you're getting the proper UVB energy. You're not getting the proper foods with the proper soil. And it's like, you can't just pick up the tropics and just bring it to you. I mean, you can in certain regards, greenhouses and things like that. But I was like, you know, why keep trying to, like, replicate something that already exists? Like, instead of trying to always bring all this stuff to people, we need to take to where they need to go. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much what the gist of this conversation is going to be about, is, you know, the conclusion that I came to and what I have to offer, you know, to the people. So at 5 years old, is when I left St. Croix, man. That's when I rolled out. Because my mom had came up to Brooklyn, right there where the Barclay Center is at right now. She found a property there that was just divine and brought that information back. You know, the Dr. Sabian was like, yo, I found a spot. He was in St. Croix at the time, and pulled between St. Croix and Puerto Rico, actually. And the fig tree, you know, was already up and running, but it was pretty much in the Caribbean and then started to make, you know, a little bit of noise in the States. But the explosion took place when the office was opened on Pacific, you know, in Brooklyn, right where the Barclays Center is at, you know. So that's the reason why I left when I was five, because that spot got opened and, you know, that's where pretty much all the business was going to be held. prior to that, I was on the island of St. Croix, United States Virgin Islands, one of four islands known as St. Croix, St. Thomas, St. John, and Water Island. Three of them kind of sit amongst each other, but 40 miles south, all to itself, is St. Croix, which is just this, it's just an enchanted, magical spot. It's another planet, I swear. Like, I don't care that I've been on a plane going there and I can clearly see water and it's an island, like, as defined. But the way it looks from that perspective and the way it feels when you land, you're somewhere else, obviously. So I've been in the States for 30 years, you know what I mean? School and trials and tribulations and, you know, coming of age and, you know, just all the different experiences that the States was able to give to me for them 30 years. And, you know, there was never a time when my mom took me back down, you know, anybody took me back down, or even when I got old enough, was able to find the time to go back down. You know what I'm saying? So right. It just so happened that it lined up with 30 years. So on the 30-year mark, I head back down, and upon heading back down there, on my mind, I knew I needed to bring back something for the people. I needed some type of energy source, and I need, you know, something like a panacea that really, like, is able to handle a lot of these diseases and problems and issues that family is dealing with right now. So I put that out there, you know, and upon arriving, I learned immediately about the love bush, which is the plant that, you know, if you have been following me at all, you've been seeing me talk about a plant that produces electricity. This right. is the plant that I found. And funny enough, my people on the island were not aware of this electrical potential. This was something that I ended up figuring out and then spreading that information to the islands. I found that quite ironic that I come back after 30 years and eventually I'm like, yo, I know how to make power. Other than that, the plant also helps with the kidneys and it helps heal wounds, you know, regeneration, powerful. So one of the other reasons why I went down there is because I needed to get reacquainted with the land, because I had come up with a concept and I was like, what makes my company Green Life Botanicals different? The products that I have, a lot of people sell products, sell herbs and things of that nature. And in addition to that, with the recent transcending of, you know, the great teacher, you know, going to his world, people are really out and about looking for alternative and natural ways. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, what makes mine different? And I was like, you know what? My whole concept of health and healing is much more than a product. It's more like an experience, because I want people to feel a certain way. I want people to have a certain type of awareness so they have the knowledge to make certain decisions. You know, I want to educate them. I want them to know. So that came to mind. It's more than a product. It's an experience. And I was like, what type of experience? I was like, everything that we describe, what I describe about my first years here when I was down there in St. Croix, is synonymous with where people are actually trying to go, you know, in regards to having a village and a community and natural fruit growing everywhere. Like, I experienced that. So I was like, I gotta give people that experience. I have to show them how I entered the world, because a lot of the reasons why the future is the way it is because of what they experienced in their first years of life. And a lot of us deal with bright halogen bulbs getting smacked by doctors, stuck with needles, inoculated with viruses, you name it, right? And then when you come home, the frequencies of the radio, the television, the microwave, and everything else, that seems to add to the reason why there's illness and sickness among the youth, and why the youth grow up with unresolved issues because of that stunted growth that occurs while they're young. So I was like, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but what I can say is there's a reason why I understand the body, health, and certain things to a degree, and it's because of how it was introduced to me as a youth. And I was like, wow, maybe I need to bring these people this experience. They want to learn how to cook. and I can show them how to cook. Not only can I show them how to cook, but I can show them how to harvest the proper spices, the proper foods out in the wild to bring back home to cook, to have, you know, a wonderful experience, you see. So I was like, the best thing that I think that I can offer people is like a rites of passage, a getaway, a retreat, you see, where I can literally just pick everybody up from where they are, whatever cold domicile that they're in, and take them straight over a few latitudes down to 17 degrees, I believe it is, right, to the island of St. Croix. And in there, now that I'm in my environment, now I can take the time to one-on-one them on vegan cooking, on herbal formulations, on reaping of the wild sacred herbs, on a fruit scavenger hut where we're finding all the exotic tropical fruits, take them to baobab trees where they will get stories from the griots, you know, take them to a real beach where it's pure and it's quiet and it's silent. I was like, this is where I'll be able to properly give the people what they're really asking me for. So because of that, I decided to come up with the Botanical Paradise Wellness Retreat, where IKT, the Arch Degree, will provide an all-inclusive 7 days, 6 nights on the enchanted magical island of St. Croix, chucked full of workshops, tours, and good taste and food. And what's all included is the ticket, the lodging, the ticket back and forth, obviously, the lodging, transportation all the time, and food. From the moment you get there to the moment you leave, you know, you'll be fed by moi and my wonderful vegan food and morsels that y'all see on Instagram and Facebook all the time. Yeah, Callaloo will be one of the food workshops too. So we're not just going to make Callaloo, but we're going to pick Callaloo, you know, and we're going to pick okra, and we're going to cut it up, and we're going to put it all together. So that's what we're doing. We're gonna do ourselves a power so that I can have everybody in their proper environment as I break down to them a lot of these principles of health, healing, physiology, and everything else that I have to offer.
When I spoke to you earlier this week, you said you only had a few slots left. I know in the course of me sharing the show with people that expressed interest, how much interest has been generated thus far and how many slots are left available for the people?
Well, we started out with 12 slots, and we're down to 9 now. And how you lock in your spot is real simple. Only thing you have to do is put down the down payment, which is $1,500, and you have until the top of June to do it. It's really June 1st, and I'll probably have a little bit of the, you know, a few day grace period for some. But it's $1,500 to lock your spot in. That's how you lock your space. And then after that, you have until I believe it is September 21st. Before your balance is due. And you can pay like a monthly amount. I think the minimum is $500 up until that date, you know, to pay it off, you know. And like I said, with that, everything's all inclusive, the workshops, the transportation, your flight back and forth. The only thing you're required to do is to get to Miami, because all the flights that I have are from Miami, you know, it's to and from Miami. So you would have to make it there. But other than that, we got you. We have 9 spots left, 15 locks your spot in, and you would send your inquiry to lovegreenlife@gmail.com. That's lovegreenlife@gmail.com. That's lovegreenlife@gmail.com. And with that, you know, we'll start the process. You know, we have to start somewhere, and the first step is always curiosity. So that would be your inquiry. So So send us an inquiry to that email, and we'll respond, and then we can get forward on the necessary steps.
1500 family to lock your spot to go on and get this arts degree. 7 days, 6 nights. You leave one way and you come back a whole another way. Y'all gonna come back like 4400. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like the 4400. You get into a spot, you leave the planet, you leave everything that you thought you know, you get a part of the student body that's gonna be groundbreaking and responsible for providing change in the world, the reformation of our character, not just our mentality, wellness, the wellness of our body, mind, and spirit. So I definitely urge everybody who has had the opportunity to follow my brother KTR's degree's work. This is practical application time, and this is limited spots, you know, so put your best foot forward. 9 slots, you know what I mean? 9 slots, you know, let's fill these spots up, you know, with quality, you know. So, just stay home and go have a good time. You're going to have a good time, but these things are going to be put on your mind. And then after that, you got an onus, you got a responsibility when you come back. You see what I'm saying? So, it's there.
Man, one of the main plants that we're going to talk about when we go down there is definitely the love bush plant. This plant, as I said, 1 kilogram is equivalent to 20 kilowatt hours, and a kilowatt is 1,000 watts, and a kilowatt hour is the amount of wattage that you use an hour's time in your home. All right, so 1 kilogram of this plant equates to 20 kilowatt hours in a home. Now, this plant is so sacred and so special. It goes back, it goes back to antiquities. You know, my ancestors used it, and it's just a plant that was forgotten. And it kind of became a plant of myth and folktale, because if you go to the islands, people use the plant mainly for, you know, it's kind of like a mythos that's attached to it, where if two people are in love and one wants to know if the other one's in love with them, they write down the name on that plant. And if the plant grew, if it germinated and the plant grew after they buried it in the soil, that means the person loved them. And if it didn't, then they mean they did not. This just, it hit me a certain way, because I was like, well, if that's true, that means this plant is real sensitive to intent. And that would mean high currency. That would mean energy. So I just started digging it, and I come to find out that the juice of this plant, you can make a battery out of it. And I've already made a small 6-volt cell, with about a 0.5 amp, but 6 volts nonetheless, turned on a little clock, you know, when we're working on cell phone. But I've already seen that it has the potential to not only power cell phones, fans, bulbs, but also if the cells are linked together in the proper manner, can be formed into a module or an actual generator, multi-generator that can then fuel a home. The waste product from producing electricity from this plant is two things, and one is methane, which will provide the fertilizer in the soil, but most importantly, hydrogen gas, which can be used to fuel cars. So I found a plant that not only provides electricity for a community, but its waste will then fuel your car to drive around in. And like I said, I've been doing extensive study on this plant. This is one of the plants that we're going to talk about. Now, what also makes the plant so amazing is the fact that it can propagate on its own. It's self-propagated, meaning it doesn't have to wait to seed before a new generation comes forward. If a leaf is pulled off this plant, it will grow roots, and a shoot will pop up from the little nodules on the serrated edges of the leaf, and from there you have a plant. Now, if there's 18 nodules, there'll be 18 plants. So a leaf can grow anywhere between 30 something, like 15 to 30 plants on there, which means that you can then take that plant, grow a whole another large plant, pull a leaf off, repeat the process. So if you're growing the plant, then you have an infinite force, a source of energy, because the plant grows time and time again. And it's not like with a seed where you got to wait for it to seed, plant it, and wait for it to germinate and then go through the process. It'll just do it straight from the leaf, and it shoots up very quickly. So like I said, through the not just the research, but also the experimentation, because I have the leaves with me. I've been growing them. I've been selling the leaves too, where people have purchased the leaves because I'm starting a future alternative energy organization, so to speak, where all these people who are buying this plant from, that are growing this plant throughout the country, are going to be able to produce juice. And when the generators are prepared, then they'll have their own source, you know, a backup source, backup generator source of electricity if there's ever a power outage, or if they want it to be their primary. But it's definitely going to be a future form of energy, and they're just ahead of the curve. So, you know, I have a community right now where we're all, you know, doing that together. So I look forward to sharing this information, where I'll be going much more in detail on the plant in the retreat. And that's what it's all about, people getting that in-depth one-on-one knowledge that they don't always get from a YouTube or always get from an event or a lecture. The thing that when they're sitting listening to the lecture, they're saying, man, if I just had, you know, maybe an hour or two with the brother, they're getting that, you know, beyond their imagination, you know what I'm saying? So I really look forward to being able to connect, you know, with these 12 people and share this environment, this experience, and this knowledge.
So above my topical decoding, is there a significance on the number 12, why you're choosing 12? Can you go into that?
Hey, man, you know, 12 is a very, very powerful number. And those that are coming are going to find out, you know, what the 12 mean and what it stands for. It'll definitely be part of it. Like I said, it's a getaway and it's a retreat, but that's just really a light advertisement for it. This is really for adepts. This is really for serious people interested in getting with the arch degree and, you know, finally picking my brain. You know what I mean? A lot of people say, why did this person cut you off? Why didn't they let him finish? You know, when they watch a lot of my videos, because I have a lot of times I'm about to go in, I'm about to take off, and people usually jump in because they know, like, I goes there. So I just want to have a environment where I can go there, and not just me. See, that's the mistake. See, people think they just get me. You ain't just getting me. You getting my crew and my crew down there, and they make me look lightweight. You hear what I'm saying? They make me look fluffy. They make me look like marshmallow, you know, because they're living it every day. You know, I got my peoples who's living off the grid. You know what I'm saying? Off the grid with the youth. You know what I'm saying? Where they're picking their own food every day, cooking it outside. You know what I'm saying? They don't need hot water shower because it's 80 degrees every day. You know what I'm saying? So they have a natural shower that they created. You know, it's amazing. So I want people to be able to reconnect and see what it's really like, what life's really about, not just for me, but from people who live it on the regular. In addition to that, I'm taking them deep in the rainforest, yo. Like, we're going in the rainforest, all up in the mountains, and I'm talking about rainforest. Not just a wooded area, okay? We talking weird sounds. We talking trees that look like they're alive because they're so big and got so many wrinkles and contours and contortions in their branches. you know, it just has character to it, you know. And then going deep inside this rainforest to do what? To do something called reaping. And what is reaping? Reaping. Reaping is the process of foraging. That's what they call foraging down there, reaping. You go inside the bush to pull out, you know, the herbs, you know, and the natural powerful upgrade tonics that all grow, you know, in nature. It's called reaping. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go deep inside this rainforest, and I'm going to take you on a reaping scavenger hunt where we're going to go through and identify, you know, all of these sacred, powerful herbs, their name, their usage, and how to prepare. And you're going to pick, and you're going to pull the root up, the leaf off. You're going to bring it back, you know, to your spot and have it dry. You're going to take the notes and everything from the information I'm giving on a plant. You're going to put it through the natural processes to extract out to make your tonic. Do you see what I'm saying? This is one of the many things that you're going to be able to do, you know, when you're on this this retreat, which is going to be amazing. But the fruit, the exotic fruit that exists on the island, we're talking sugar apples, we're talking stinky toe, we're talking even cacao, where chocolate comes from, grows on the island, baobab, you know, passion fruit, the purple and the yellow, you know, coconut jelly, green banana, ganips, oh, ganips, people never had ganips, I gotta show them. Papaya is everywhere. Papaya is like how dandelion grow. You know what I'm saying? It's everywhere. And whether it's green or whether it's ripe, you know, you still can use it. The sara seed, which is the small bitter apple, they're yellow with these red seeds inside. It's so many amazing. The custard apple, you know. Oh, and of course, yes, y'all gonna get the soursop tour. Y'all gonna get the see the soursop tree. You're gonna eat soursop fruit. You're gonna get soursop leaves. What? Y'all gonna have soursop smoothies from fruit you picked for breakfast. So these are the experiences that we're offering, and it's like this type of consistent experience that you're gonna have is what is going to change your thinking. It's what's gonna allow you a moment to inhale and exhale and to breathe, you know, and get an idea of what life is really about, because we're constantly trying to, like, sustain ourselves to get to a point where we think life is supposed to be, but because we're so busy and so contaminated and attacked all the time, do we ever really have a time to create this picture? Like, is it clear? Do you have clarity in regards to what your world looks like? So this will give you an opportunity to be able to see what life can really be like. And then from there, you paint on your canvas what you want it to be, because you see all the options and the quality and the standard, you know, of what life is supposed to be, you know. So that is, you know, the reaping going in there for the rainforest. That's on that tip. And then, like I said, with the cooking workshops, you know, with the Callaloo and some other things that we're going to touch on there. But there are so many secrets, and there are so many beautiful hidden gems located down there in this tropical region that you will, you know, have sitting right at your feet. The property, let me talk about that, because, like I said, your lodging is taken care of. Now, when I say lodging, you're not just going to stay, you know, in my cousin Pookie's, you know, basement or nothing like that. You know what I mean? I got like 3-4 people with an extra bedroom and bath I'm about to put y'all up in. No. I got a renovated ancient mill that sits on the cliff, okay, on a cliff overlooking a beach on the west side of the island, which means every night when you get home, right out your window or walking right outside, because of our elevation and our position, you will always see the ocean. You will always see the sun going down at nighttime. So that's how you know. That's going to be like how you hit your lamp and it's time to go to bed. Yeah, you're gonna have one of the largest lamps getting turned off right outside the door. And it is beautiful. It is beautiful and breathtaking. There's three baobab trees on the property. There's mango trees on the property. And there's about six or seven of the herbs that you're going to learn about that's right there on the property as well, too. There's a pool, so you can actually jump in the pool and still be able to see the ocean over this cliff. And the beach is down below, so you just have to go down, you know, to the bottom of the cliff, and it's pretty much a private beach right there. And we're talking about the beach that's right by the road. There's not no long, big forest in between. No, it's like street, couple trees, beach, and it's right there. You know what I'm saying? And then the rainforest is right there too. So it's like everything is right where you want it to be. It's so clean and so crisp, and I'm going to be posting pictures of where everybody's going to get to stay so that they can get an idea of just the look and the feel and the vibe of it all. You know what I mean? You'll be getting teas and tonics, you know, every morning. You know, getting juices and smoothies, home-cooked meals, you know, from all the recipes and all the foods that you've been seeing as y'all been following me, you know, through social media. I'm going to have all of that for you. And it's just going to be transforming. We got some people who are couples that are coming. We got others that are women are bringing their mothers. You got friends coming. You got some solo acts. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a family, you know. And I really look forward to seeing who these 12 are going to be.
So the timetable for payment, again, if you can go over that one more time.
Yeah,
and also,
could
you touch a little bit on that exchange panel that you were on a few weeks back in Detroit?
You said talk about what?
The solutions panel that you were on.
Oh, right. Okay, so the deadline for down payments is really June 1st to put the 15 down. That's just to lock your spot in. After you lock your spot in, you'll have between then and September 20th or 21st, like the equinox, really, this fall to pay the balance, which would be $2,000, because the whole trip is $35 total, $34.99, and that's 7 days, 6 nights, flight included, lodging included, food included, transportation included, workshops included, herbs included, tonic. Like, you really ain't gonna have to pull any money out that whole time unless you're getting yourself some souvenirs or something like that. You know, you just want to make a donation. But that balance after the 15 can be paid monthly, but I think 500 is the minimum amount that you can pay at one time. You're at liberty to pay, you know, a higher amount to get it done quicker. But it's 15 to lock it in, and you would contact me through lovegreenlife@gmail.com, which is lovegreenlife@gmail.com. That's lovegreenlife@gmail.com. KT the Arch Degree on Instagram, Kamani Tate on Facebook, KT the Arch Degree on YouTube as well. So those are my social site connections. Now, in regards to, and then just to let y'all know, of course, October 10th through 17th is the date of it. October 10th through 17th is the date. So you told me to elaborate on the solutions panel that I was part of last week, and I was actually there to do food, and then Brother Amari allowed me some time afterwards, but the panel was part of Mama Shu, Brother True, Tamara, and Brother Amaru, Brother Shakur. I said Amaru because he got Tupac's name. he automatically made me say his middle name. but Brother Shakur, all four of them were up there just giving solutions to the community based on their experiences on how we can move forward as a people. And they made some very powerful points in regards to the school system and trusting your children to the school system. And, you know, even if they are in there, not following through, you know, after school and, you know, on the weekends and in addition to that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
To ensure they get proper history, proper knowledge, proper culture. Mama Shu went all the way in, you know, because she has so rich of a history in Detroit in regards to the housing situation here, the gentrification. Like, she's walking around seeing how these neighborhoods are looking, and instead of waiting. On, you know, other people to like fix the situation, she's seeing the dilapidation and the breakdown of the community and taking it in her own hands in order to fix it, you know, in order to fix it. So she flips houses and she understands, you know, the I's and the T's and the tape that's involved in getting all that done. And she made it real simple and plain, you know, from the panel to the people, you know, in regards to what steps they need to take their communities back and be in control again. And not just coming from the perspective of speaking it well, but actually doing it, you know, for years, for decades. This is what she does. So I was there to add to the solution by doing a demonstration of the love bush, where I brought the leaf flame, that I brought the juice, and I proved how it created electricity by turning on a digital device with it. And everybody was impressed, you know, especially Mama Shu. And then, like I said, I also did the food there. So, you know, the people definitely enjoyed the food also.
Right. So I know you got something going on today. You want to shout that out. And I know we got a limited amount of time. So your final thoughts. And reminder that we'll be on live and the opportunity to go more in depth this coming Thursday on Do Knowledge Radio from our YouTube channel. We'll be able to see pictures, we'll be able to see slides, we'll have more time with our brother KT Dodge Degree. So we got something going on today. Final thoughts, floor is yours.
Right. So I do have an event coming up on the 27th of May, and this is something that everybody has been requesting all over, even though at this point it's old, but really not, because the DVD is about to drop in a couple weeks. But on the 27th, I am doing Get Out Decoded, and I'll be doing it live in Detroit, where I will be not only breaking the movie down, but we will also be screening it. So this will be the first Hollywood Dakota screening. So we'll screen it, I'm going to break it down, and then when I'm done breaking it down, we're going to have like a community forum where everybody's going to get to vent. Because you know, everybody always got their take on how to break a movie down, but this one has been a little different. Everybody, no one who was thinking about a movie decoded in the past got their take, you know what I'm saying, when they saw this film. So screening, lecture, and breakdown, and it'll be facilitated by Mama Neza as well. And it's going to be powerful. So just stay on my Facebook page and my Instagram, Casey Archery or Kamani Tate, for the flyer. And, of course, I'll send it to you. I know you'll share it around. But that'll be May 27th. That'll be right at the end of the month. That's actually Left Eye's birthday.
Right.
And Dre.
Gemini season, baby. Woo!
Yeah, Dre. That's right. Gemini season has returned. You know? For real. So, yeah, I have that coming up. And what else am I, what am I not thinking about? But no, that's the main thing I want everybody to focus on is this retreat that I'm doing, because I get a lot of people that ask me for help, and I feel that this is where I can help people the most. And I'm like, yeah, there's a ticket, but there's a ticket because I'm trying to make this all inclusive. I want it where you don't have to think about money. That's the thing. Right. I want you to put your thing down. I can lock everything in. Of course, I have to compensate myself for services rendered, which right. is really nothing compared to the expenses and all of this, because you know, I don't know how many people's ever done a retreat before, or even just went on a field trip at school, maybe with a summer program. But it costs, man. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to make this thing as comfortable and as enchanting as possible. You know what I mean? I want to blur the lines between science and magic for these people, so they can go back home, and instead of telling their family what needs to be done, they can show their family what needs to be done, and that makes all the difference in the world.
Right. And what was the 7 movies that y'all decided to decode?
Say that again. Oh, you talking about The Viewer's Choice?
Yes.
Yeah, The Viewer's Choice came down to, like, The Wizard of Oz, Dragon Ball Z, Black Mirror, Avatar, what else? The Wiz.
Right.
And it was like 2 more. It was like 2 more. I have them written down. I can't remember off the top of my head right now, but yeah. We haven't done the Viewer's Choice just of yet. That one's going to probably come right after I do this this Get Out, you know, give everybody an opportunity to do that. And while we're down in St. Croix, I'm probably going to end up doing a Dakota down there, too, for everybody, since we're all there.
You right.
know, there would have been so much that would have
right.
came out over the summer. I don't know. Did you catch Guardians of the Galaxy yet?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my goodness gracious, man. Listen, if y'all ain't seen that one yet, that's one to see. Did you see your boy Ego? How
yeah.
he dropped down the steps of creation real, real smooth, like?
Yeah.
They showed your boy straight manifest himself from nerves to blood and all that into a full body. They was fooling hard up in there, man. They was going in. And I'll be doing a Marvel Dakota later on in the year. I'll probably wait for Spider-Man to drop, and then I'll just kind of couple them together, you know, and then do Thor once that comes out. But Get Out Dakota is next. All right, stay tuned for that flyer. But, yes, I'm here to discuss and announce to the people my next area of movement, and that is travel, because traveling is what really educates people because of culture and foods and environments and sunlight. So I'm taking everybody down to my hometown, you know, St. Croix, where we're going to bathe in the beautiful bath of the UVB radiation. We're going to get silicon hydrotherapy on the beach. We're going to eat sacred herbs that are reaped out of the rainforest and pick succulent fruit from ripe trees, you know, to make smoothies and juices in the morning. And we're going to pull up these greens and these other vegetables and chop them up and marinate them and roast and make some real, oh, my goodness, savory, death-defying, delectable dishes at night. We're going to go in, you know, and we're going to make some campfires where the elders are going to come out and they're going to tell stories by the baobab tree. It's going to be a whole other world. It's going to be everything you've been thinking about, you've been wanting to experience is here now. It's here now, and I'm just a conductor, you know. That's all, keeping it moving. So anybody who's interested, send their inquiry to lovegreenlife@gmail.com. That's L-E-V-G-R-E NLIFE@gmail.com. More importantly, before I forget what you just asked me to do, this was just a brief intro. We're doing a video on Thursday. We're going to go way more in detail than this, and I'm going to show pictures of the location of where you're going to be staying at, pictures of the island, all the fruits, you know, clips. And then I got a real sacred video between me and one of Dr. Sabi's affiliates down there that we did an interview in the rainforest. And I ain't released that yet. I was like, nah, they ain't ready for that. They ain't ready to hear the real. So I might play a little clip of that, you know what I'm saying, on Thursday too. But just so y'all can get a better idea of what to expect on this wonderful trip, you know, this fall. But once again, luvgreenlife@gmail.com, luvgreenlife@gmail.com. You can send your inquiries there, in which you'll get correspondence with information on the next step to take. Other than that, find me on Instagram, KT the Arch Degree, YouTube, KT the Arch Degree, and Facebook, Kamani Tate. And with that, brother, I want to say thank you for allowing me to get this off.
Right. And I'm trying to see if I can get a little sneak slot on the 25th, a couple days before you gotta you do this get out in Detroit.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll definitely come back.
So we could go a couple rounds with the get out.
No. I'll definitely be back. I'll be back Thursday to do the video, and then we'll advertise get out for the 25th. Yeah, I'll come through, and we'll go in. We'll definitely go in. Because, like I said, the DVD drops on the 23rd, so people are going to start talking about it again in about another week because it hit digital download either today or tomorrow. It's going to be digital download, which means you can watch it, like, on your computer. And then the actual physical copy is going on sale on the 23rd. So it's going to become a topic of discussion again, you know, and
right.
And we'll do that on the 25th.
Put my bid in early, you know, and I spread it around to a couple other people, because, you know, you start talking about out, like, just like you said, it becomes like it becomes like Crash was. You remember Crash? Like a phenomenon.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, The Matrix. When The Matrix came out, man, people who didn't even care about movies was like, man, they talk about it all in there.
Yeah,
you know, so yeah, man. But I'm actually in the kitchen. I gotta get back down there. I had some stuff in the oven while I've been on the phone with y'all great people. I'm actually serving food at an event today, and they're gonna be having some jackfruit sandwiches and kale salad. Oh, it's gonna be a masterpiece. So I gotta get back to this kitchen, but I want to thank
Appreciate
you for allowing me on your platform again, brother, so I could talk a little. Hopefully the people will see great value, you know, and what I just provided, and I'll hear from you soon.
Right. All right, peace and love to you, brother.
All right, brother, thank you. Peace.
I heard it. KT the Arch Degree will be back on our YouTube channel this Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, discussing more in depth this retreat that has been in the works for quite some time now. And on the 25th, we get to go a couple of weeks, you know, with this movie Get Out. So definitely be looking for that, and, you know, take that opportunity either you get the digital download, or if you saw it in the movies and you want to review, If you want, you have questions, you have comments, you got things you want to add to that conversation, that would be on Thursday, the 25th, as a precursor to the event that is happening live in Detroit on Saturday, May the 27th. So I know that's going to be a remarkable, remarkable day breakdown. You know, we'll be in Gemini season, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, get the chance to hear me in all my glory, you know, beginning on May the 20th, you know what I mean? So, I'm going to be starting that off. So, it's definitely going to be a beautiful time, you know. And the 21st is Toussaint Louverture's born day, so we definitely going to be on fire, rocking that twin energy, twinning, and getting that Gemini power going on. Definitely been a great opportunity to build with my brother. Such a kinship, such a, you know, connection in regards to how we move together. I'd like to thank everybody who participated here. We are on 8 days a week. We start with Africa, end with Africa. A lot of shows coming up, a lot of things going on. So only way you can be in tune with what's going on is you subscribe to the show here at www.blogtalkradio.com/DothenowsRadio. That's DothenowsRadio. Subscribe to the show here and you'll receive an email to keep up on what's going on. Check us out tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be going through the textbook, Yorungu, by Dr. Remember Ani, and also Dr. Amos Wilson's book, Blueprint for Black Power. So we'll be going through that. Also wanted to give a shout out to the ancestor, Marie Mahoney, warrior queen, one of the first Africans to become a nurse in the year of 1879. Today is her born day, and some sources might confuse the date and say it was April 16th. She was born on this day in Boston, Massachusetts, and admitted to nursing school, hospital for women and children, became the first African to complete nurse's training in 1879. So, time honored to the tradition that goes along with wellness in that sense before a transition to profit. So, definitely an honor to that ancestor. Definitely a magnificent show. Subscribe to the show here. Follow the show on Twitter. That's at KnowledgeBorn15. Again, that's at KnowledgeBorn15. Check us out Tuesday, Year of the Black Fist series, my brother Brick the Foundation. That's at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday, the Black Survival Generalization class by the National Minister of Defense of the Black Rising Liberation Party, Mr. King Smith Spaz. That's 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thursday, like I said, we will be over on our YouTube channel, and we still have a show here. Had to get back with time. And Friday, we have Brother Truth coming on. Got the Truth Hour this Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Always a magnificent show. Saturday, we have Dawn Velez on, travel agent, speaking about traveling opportunities. And that'll be on Saturday. On Sunday, we have my brother Jake Dizzle on live, Black I Stand Radio, Liberation Minded Media. So he's going to come through and share his perspective on Black liberation. So definitely going to be a powerful and impactful week coming on again. So the show here, www.blogtalkradio.com/DothenowsRadio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Dothenows Radio. Follow the show on Twitter at KnowledgeBorn15. And that's at KnowledgeBorn15. And check out our hub site, www.DothenowsUniversity.com. Support Liberation Minded Media. My brother Jobs over there at My Skin Is My Sin Radio. Brand new co-host, Queen Afi, who was on with us yesterday. check out my brother Jake Dizzle, Black High Stand Radio, and also check out the goddess Renee. With the rundown with Renee, I should be on tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Black High Stand Radio is on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, My Skin Is My Sin Radio is on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Black High Stand Radio is on Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. With that, I'm going to say peace, love, and black power, and see you tomorrow.
And when you deal with the definition of essences, as Brother AA said, you then deal in the realm of magic, because it is through the word and the animation of the word, through your voice and through the intonation of your voice, that you cause the four elements, the fire, air, water, and earth, which is essentially the WORD. You are causing these particular elementals to no longer be just conscious as themselves, but through your word, you become conscious of themselves. And that's when you begin to project magic. That's when you change your reality.
I went from living like monks, living out back of the trunk, to pockets of fat with the mumps, pockets of fat like the club. Now I am living like Trump, now I am living like Trump. Mimosas and mosas, mimosas and mosa, mimosas and mosa, the Moorish Costa Nostra. Pulling up in Tessarosa, recharging the debt, discharging the debt, discharging the debt, recharging the jet. Swipers on deck, ciphers on deck, ciphers on deck, wipers on deck, wipers on deck. My life is on check, my life is on checks, my life is on tubes, my life is a jewel, my life is on you. My wife is on two, my wife is on two. I'm going for three, you know it is me. Red is the pillar, pillar. The jet is my pillar, pillar. The fez is the killer, black, black. The bread is gorilla, gorilla. The flow is Godzilla, yeah, yeah. The lizard a beast. I visit the priest,
I visit the priest,
and tell him my sins. I tell him I'm twin, I'm tell him I'm him,
I tell him I'm him.
High majesty,
high majesty,
high as can be,
high as can be.
I am a mountain,
I am a mountain.
I'm by the fountain,
I'm by the fountain,
the fountain of youth.
Magicians of the modern day.
They're the Magi. They're tapping into I Magi Nation, the imagination, and they are able to terraform this holographic reality.
I make imagination real. I got the passion in the well. Yeah. If you talking cash, then we could build. I'm not like my dad, I pay my bills. I pack my bag and play the field. I make imagination real. I got the passion in the well. Yeah. If you talking cash, then we could bail. I'm not like my dad, I pay my bills. I feel like this rap gon' make me mills.
Riding through fortress on polo horses in my low sweats. Fuck your Rolex, bitch, I tell time like the Omex. Bitch, I'm tech savvy like the Toltecs. Tatted from neck to my soplex like the Aztec. Nigga roll dice, wanna aspect. That's all on ice when we black tech. Quarian age, get your ass wet. Pressure bust pipe, take your last breath. How can I falter? Rocks on my altar. From the Rock of Gibraltar, in the Mediterranean, ahead of the game, head in the rain, for Nigerian dames, with Iberian names, gold everything, Africa James, Iberian change, cold as a Fendi, the gold of the Mendes, bunch of pentagrams, 666 likes on my Instagram, 666.
make imagination real. I got the passion in the will. If you talking cash, then we could build. I'm not like my dad, I pay my bills. I pack my bag and play the field. I make imagination real. I got the passion in the will. If you talking cash, then we could build. I'm not like my dad, I pay my bills. I feel like this rap gon' make me mills.
Despite all the losses, fight never forfeit. Right till exhausted, keep the torch lit. Right to the finish, if sky is the limit. We all the way up, through the orbit. The weight of the world, I raise it and curl. All the way up, like we CrossFit. Stay with some pearls, I gave to the world. I don't horse shit, I just toss it. Now we all lit, grab the four-fifths. I don't trust shit, since we lost Chris. Haters all bitch, they just talk shit. Haters all bitch, shake them all quick. Major cloth shit, breaking off chips. Major boss shit, say the wrong shit. Skating all quick, can't engage a falseness. In the name of crosses, not a slave to corporate.
I make imagination real. I got the passion in the will. Yeah. If you talking cash, then we could build. I'm not like my dad, I pay my bills. I pack my bag and play the field. I make imagination real. I got the passion in the will. Yeah. If you talking cash, then we could build. I'm not like my dad, I pay my bills. I feel like this rap gon' make me mills.
I'm showing you, you know what? I buy clothes in this world. I buy cars in this world. I make the money of this world. I talk to real people in this world. And I'm not going to suggest to you to try to cut yourself off from the real world, because that'll make you an introvert and you will shortly go insane.
They getting suspicious when you were delicious. They reading them scriptures about Jesus and scriptures. They drinking the liquors, they see you in pictures. Your cup running over, you running with Hova. You Bentley and Roses on hunting the Rovers. Spring of 16 and you know summer's over. Road to the riches, we posing for pictures. Exposing you bitches, coding these glitches. Neo and Matrix, Nairobi chauffeurs. Neo and spaceships, Nebuchadnezzar. I never scrutinize, if you in suit and ties. Niggas get crucified, doggy dog world. Niggas get euthanized. Correct your status. Clash of the Titan, you bastards was fighting with crackers, put latches on Tyson. Ass was enlightened. Clash of the Titan, you bastards was fighting with crackers, put latches on Tyson. Ass was enlightened. With the air of my funds change, the air of my lungs change. Taste buzz in my tongue change. Taste blood in the gun range. Went from one train to Air Force
I'm
One plane.
I'm under my consciousness. I saw the apocalypse. You queen on my obelisk. I'm building a monument. I'm under my consciousness. I saw the apocalypse. You queen on my obelisk. I'm building a monument. I'm building a monument. I'm building a monument. I'm building a monument. And you not a part of it. I'm building a monument. I'm building a monument. I'm building a monument. And you not a part of it.
I believe in everything I've studied, every meditation I have. I believe the white man was created to force the black man to manifest his divine self. I believe the white man is there to force you and me to prove God. I believe he is the eternal test for the black man to prove what the black man can really be, which can only happen by dominating the Europeans. Because as long as he exists, you can never be the man you're supposed to be.